off about it?
You know, maybe shaking off the rust from an off day. You know, I don't really think that, you know, I agree with him. I mean, but, you know, I take some of the good in that game. We had some chances in the first, and, you know, we couldn't capitalize, and they did.
You're playing against a goalie you haven't seen before. How difficult is that to prepare for?
Yeah, I mean, young guy, we want to get pucks to the net. We tried that. Like I said, they just didn't bounce our way tonight.
You go, okay, so you get plenty of pucks to the net. What more did you need to do?
You know, I don't think it's you know, necessarily what we needed to do, but, you know, I guess capitalize on the chances. You know, really nothing more than that.
Where did it turn after the first period really started quite hot? There were a lot of chances and everything like that. Where did that game change directions?
You know, right out in the beginning of the third, I think we were there the whole time. And then they popped too quick. It's once again them, you know, getting bounces, scoring goals, getting pucks to the net, you know, doing their job. So,
speaking of bounces, how do you feel about how he got off the post and stick explosions and things like that?
Yeah, obviously that's unfortunate. Can't really really do anything about that. Like I said, you know, next time we're out there, we gotta put him in the back of the net.
You guys have had before this 8 straight, basically maximum effort games, according to your coaches. This just an example that you just simply can't do that every single night.
You can do that. You can do that every night, I think. You know, obviously you get tired, but we get paid to do a job out there. And like you said, you know, we played 8 really, really good games against really good opponents, really tough opponents, and we played them well. And you know, tonight, like I said, I think it's chalked up to, you know, a lot of you know, missed opportunities from us.